Next, we have a speaker who can't be here in person. I think she's in Finland or something, but she really wanted to be here. It's somebody that you all, many of you have heard of, and she's been here before in the past. There she is. Yay. And I'm going to have to go sit down. So it's Dr. Annika Becka, and she's amazing. She's a board-certified OBGYN. She has turned into functional medicine about 20 years ago, and she does some amazing work with menopause, women in menopause, and using what she calls green keto. So you're going to hear more about that and how that affects the hormones and estrogen and all that. And she's just an amazing person. I love her to death. She's just amazing, and I wish she could be here so I could give you a hug. Miss you. So I'm going to go sit down so I can see her and take it away, Dr. Anna. Yay!
Hey. Hey, 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 everyone. How are you?
Yay!
That is great to be here with you guys. I'm excited. And many of you know that I am like one of Rita Marie's original groupies. She was like the first e-zine that I ever signed up for to be a member of her community. And I have been for all of this time. I just adore her work, and adore all of you in her community, because you guys are like so awesomely educated and heart-centered. So I wish I could be with all of you in person. I am calling in from Warsaw, Poland, and y'all can hear me okay? It's all good? Good, 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 good. All right. Well, we're going to talk hormones, diet, and menopause today. So really want to get into it. It's perfect that I am following the last speaker, because Mike just really honed in on the importance of autophagy, and I'll talk about that too in this whole concept of getting keto green and how we can use nutrition and lifestyle to empower our hormones, especially, and it's so especially important through the transitions that we have in our life, through the transition of menopause for the rest of our life. So shall I go ahead and share my slides and get started? All right. Excellent. So let me share some slides here. And again, great to be with all of you. So we're going to hit on hormones, diet, and menopause today. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about is this really profound concept that it takes more than hormones to fix our hormones. Now, I know all of you know that, but just to emphasize that, you know, if it was just the case that we need hormones like testosterone for libido or thyroid for weight loss or thyroid function, that would just be so easy. But we recognize that it takes a lot more than hormones to fix our hormones. And I'm going to teach you my keto green concept or keto alkaline concept, and also how to incorporate this lifestyle to give you more energy, balanced hormones, and real fun so that you can kick ass the rest of your life, right? Now, this concept I teach to physicians all over the world. In fact, I've given three lectures here in Poland, and I had to emphasize this very profound concept that men and women are different, right, y'all? So men and women are very different. We need to be treated differently. Our hormones fluctuate in different ways, and, you know, and we can just not be treated based on studies that were done on men. We can't look at one size fits all type of medicine anymore. And I know you guys are all on board with this. So one of the things also in bringing keto green, keto alkaline, my approach to all of you is the controversy of keto for thyroid, keto for heart disease, keto for this, keto for that. And I'm just going to share with you some differences in the keto alkaline concept. Was really excited recently to have my name on Lisa Rinna's body. I mean, how cool was that on cover of First Magazine in the grocery store? This is one of my youngest fans, who is my goddaughter, Isabella. And she saw my name at the checkout counter, and her mom snapped this picture of her. And lo and behold, here I am finally at age 53, a two-page centerfold or a two-page spread in a magazine. How do you like that? At 53. So happy to share that. My story comes, has come a long way. I was diagnosed at age 39 with infertility and early menopause. Now, I was also depressed. I had PTSD, zero sex drive. I was losing hair. You can see, I think, in this picture here, hopefully it's coming across pretty well, but I was losing hair almost to my crown. I mean, just tremendous amount of hair loss with, honestly, optimal thyroid function. So, you know, my hands were thrown up in the air. My, you know, colleagues' hands were thrown up in the air. And I was, you know, giving this, this devastating diagnosis of infertility, premature ovarian failure, and menopause. And that was devastating to me and my husband at the time and our family. And you know, when you're giving a diagnosis, you don't think, oh, well, this is just temporary or this is reversible. I mean, that's it. That's the label, right? Like cancer, it's a label that you're given. Lo and behold, and diabetes, heart disease, all of those things. We know now that we can reverse it. And that's something that I did. For me, my story is, you know, trauma-induced menopause, trauma-induced infertility. And it's just not something I learned in medical school. It's not something I learned in residency, that that the power, the consequences of these consequences of life, right? Bad stuff happens to all of us, and devastating stuff and trauma happens to all of us. And that our body, as Aristotle said, the soul suffers when the body is diseased or traumatized, while the body suffers when the soul is ailing. It's not new, yet somehow it didn't make my medical education. Well, I was able to, through a worldwide journey and soul searching and the grace of God and implementing many of the things that I'm going to teach with you today, I was able to lose weight, grow my hair back, and most importantly, deliver a healthy baby at age 41. This is a picture of Ava Marie drinking a keto green smoothie. She is now 11. And as I said, I'm 53, and I wake up excited each morning and supercharged to share this information with you and let you know how powerful each and every one of you are over your body, over your life, over the rest of your life. And this is true as we enter this age of wonder, go through the transition of menopause, and so important to take the time to help our patients with this. Because really, you know, we looked at statistics and we look at the symptoms that in this survey of 2,000 women across the US ages 35 to 60, you know, 47% of women have suffered from a hormonal imbalance, but 72% didn't realize it was hormones until much later, didn't realize it. So when, you know, hormone imbalance and inflammation are the two leading causes of disease, and getting to the bottom of that, that's key. So when we look at these symptoms, mood swings, weight gain, sleep disturbances, anxiety, and hot flashes, these are the predominant symptoms that women experience. Sure, we get irregular menstrual cycles and heavy irregular bleeding, and that brings us into the gynecologist. But these symptoms are all part of the same picture, the same cause of our other symptoms. And it's really critical to know. Hormone imbalance causes memory loss, but only 38% know that. Also brain fog, but only 41% knew that. And urinary incontinence, and only 30% knew that it had a hormonal contribution. And that's huge. I mean, urinary incontinence is the number one reason caregivers put their loved one into a nursing home. And let me tell you, I have four daughters. I've been through their teenage years. I've had to discipline pretty toughly, and I don't need to give them another excuse to tuck me away when I'm older, right? So urinary incontinence will not be one of them. So I'm really passionate about that. I share this graph. Now, this is a graph that I have drawn up. It is not to scale by serum concentrations, but just by emphasis of importance, in my opinion. So progesterone starts to decline in our mid to late 30s, with estrogen following and testosterone, as well as DHEA. Progesterone is the mother hormone. I put it as a priority hormone here. It is the mother hormone, progestation, right? Giving life. It is the pro-life hormone. It helps condition the uterus to support a pregnancy. Now, we need these are reproductive hormones and we need them throughout our life, not just for reproduction. So when we're done childbearing, it's not the time to say, okay, well, I don't need my uterus or ovaries. Believe me, our organs are still communicating. We know well past mid-60s. We know that we're still excreting testosterone, and our ovaries are part of this important hormonal feedback system, because if we have our ovaries removed before menopause, we have a significantly increased risk of coronary vascular disease and all-cause mortality. So that's really an important thing to know. So if we've had our uterus and our ovaries removed, we need to be replacing hormones, and especially progesterone, with or without a uterus. And I say that, you know, one of the reasons I created my Pure Balance progesterone and pregnenolone combination cream was because it's a critically important, let's say, ingredient or supplement as we're aging, especially if we've had our ovaries removed. And oftentimes physicians won't give that to you. But progesterone is critical, not just to help support the uterus and decrease our risk of uterine cancer, but progesterone has beneficial effects for our breast, our bones, our brain, and our fascia. It is essential for healthy fascia. So if we have hit this perimenopause stage period, the shaded time period, and we're experiencing aches and pains, stiffness of joints, we say, oh, well, that's a consequence of getting older. It's an insufficiency of progesterone affecting the fascia. And this is critically important in our pelvic floor. So for urinary incontinence, for vaginal support, you know, anterior and posterior vaginal support, for rectal continence, right, to have healthy bowel movements, we need the muscle and connective tissue of the pelvic floor to be healthy for the rest of our life. There's nothing else we can do to improve this, or very few things we can do to improve this without adding or supplementing some hormonal therapy. And that's really critically important to understand. I mean, with few exceptions, let me just say that, with few exceptions. So keeping the pelvic floor happy and healthy with hormones is part of, 90% of what I recommend for patients. So there are the few exceptions that don't need it. But as we're aging, these hormonal shifts definitely affect vaginal dryness, urinary incontinence, strength of the pelvic floor muscles, and certainly sexual desire, orgasm and pleasure, and responsiveness, lubrication. All of those things are affected by the loss of hormones. Now, I want to emphasize this period here that's shaded. I hope you can see that pretty well on your screen, but this shaded area, I've written in here that's estrogen dominance. We typically see those symptoms I showed you earlier, the mood swings, the irritability. And this is when patients come in and they're like, Dr. Anna, I really, I'm struggling. I'm not getting a good night's sleep. I'm on edge. I don't like myself. I don't like my family. Basically, I hate my husband. And that's when I say, well, if you only hate your husband 2 weeks out of the month, most likely it's your hormones and not your husband, right? And many of you are shaking your head. Yes. Yeah, you get that. You've been there, right? I know I have been. And that's hormones. And this time period, this is a period of neurologic vulnerability. You guys are not taught this. This is like on the cutting edge. We have not begun to appreciate what's happening here. It's not just the hormonal decline. It is also a shift in the body's ability to use glucose for fuel. I'm sped up a little bit to show you this slide about how our body uses glucose for fuel. So our brain uses glucose for fuel, preferably over ketones. Now, in order for our brain to use glucose for fuel, gluconeogenesis in the brain is an estrogen-dependent phenomenon. So I want you to look at this real quick here. Do you see this dip in your brain's? This is your glucose metabolism in the brain. Here, it's perimenopause. this dip in glucose metabolism in the brain is pretty similar to this deep dive of progesterone over estrogen. We're focusing on estrogen right now. We've got big pharma looking at our, you know, patentable estrogen options. But look at that big dip. That's really in line with the sharp decline of progesterone that we're most familiar with. So progesterone, again, precursor to estrogen way down the line. But also what's fascinating is why this affects women more than men. Men's brains produce more estrogen than women's brains, 6 times as much. We're relying on our ovarian production. So as we lose progesterone during this vulnerable neuroendocrine vulnerable time period, we're experiencing these incredible symptoms. And these symptoms are these endocrine and neurologic symptoms are those anxiety, difficulty sleeping, irritability, mood swings, that phenomenon of hating your husband 2 weeks out of the month, and many more. But now what's really fascinating here is that the brain can use ketones preferentially over glucose despite estrogen. So using ketones in the brain for fuel is not an estrogen dependent phenomenon. So that's why when we go keto green, get keto alkaline, we get this mental clarity, especially during this time period, which is critical. So especially during this perimenopausal time period, when we talk about the estrogen window, I'm calling it the progesterone window because I'm looking at this dip, which we see this decline here, the red lines in both, very similar to progesterone. So to get that graph and a little bit more, I have this. If you text 912-330-6353, text the word hormones, and I will email you this graph and a little what's happening to my hormones ebook. So you can get that snapshot that if you haven't, 912-330-6353. Just text hormones to that number and you'll get that graph and some more on the story because I want you to really get this and see this. So those symptoms, another big point on these symptoms during this neuroendocrine vulnerability where we're dropping progesterone and our brain's ability to use glucose is being sacrificed, right? Like we're struggling for fuel in the brain. If we haven't switched to a keto type plant-based or my keto green plan, then you know, we're experiencing more of these symptoms. When we go keto green, we shift the brain's fuel to use ketones for fuel, these symptoms improve. Now, what's fascinating is that the medications we use and that average 50-year-old woman is on 3 medications. Now, the medications that your physician's giving you when you come in with these symptoms are typically an SSRI, like Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, any of those. You're given benzodiazepine for sleep, like Xanax, Ambien, which doesn't help you get REM sleep. And, you know, you're also maybe experiencing some anticholinergic symptoms, some bladder irritability or, you know, the urgency symptoms that make you feel like you need to run to the bladder. Again, there's a hormonal reason for that. But medication, so anticholinergics, benzodiazepines, and antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications. These 3 medications increase your risk for dementia and Alzheimer's significantly, each by themselves, let alone what are we doing when we're putting all 3 together? Not uncommon. I think of my patient base, clients coming into me, absolutely on many of these medications, especially addictive sleep meds. So we know there's a better way. And Rita Marie has been sharing sleep solutions with you throughout. So I want to emphasize the importance of this and why it makes a difference. Now, for me, when I was 48, hitting my second menopause, you know, after reversing menopause and having Ava Marie at 41, all was pretty darn rosy till 48. And then what happened was, like, I experienced what so many of my patients came in and talking, you know, complained about. My patient would come in and say, Dr. Anna, I'm gaining 5, 10, 20 pounds, and I'm not doing anything different. And, you know, a young cocky physician that I would say, really, you're not really, surely, like, you're getting a candy bar after work, you're not exercising as much, you're being more sedentary. I mean, what's going on here? And lo and behold, there I was at age 48, you know, right here in the Mac, you know, the smack dab bulk of perimenopause. And lo and behold, I'm gaining 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds. And I wasn't doing anything different. Now, I've been over 240 pounds. Any of you that have lost a significant amount of weight, kept it off, and then start to gain weight, you don't know when it's going to stop, right? You think of the yo-yo diet. I didn't know, was I going to be 300 pounds? That's where I really said, okay, wait, I've got to cut. I cannot risk this 5, 10, 20 pounds. And I was legitimately not doing anything different. I was freaking out. So I said, okay, well, let me do this keto plan. I used keto. This is in, you know, was it 2014? And I had been using keto in my clinic for patients with seizure and neurologic issues, as well as my anti-candidal program is very keto, right? We're very carb restricted in that program. But as I went through, like, I really restricted carbs down to as low as I could get them. And I was feeling edgy, irritable, and I called it going keto crazy. I mean, legitimately, because what was happening here is that, you know, my body itself was becoming more acidic. Well, in the perimenopause, you know, we're more susceptible to that, right? And again, we're in this neuroendocrine vulnerable time period. So neurologically, we're a bit fragile. And as a single mom at that point in my life, raising, you know, my four daughters, that is not something you can afford. You cannot afford keto crazy. You cannot afford irritability. You cannot afford to be on edge. You know, your children will manipulate you. I know mine will. So it was really critical to figure out what's going on. So I did what I told my patients to do for 20 years, check your urine pH, right? And I'd been doing this, but I had followed a very alkaline plan. So I started checking my urine pH. My urine pH was 5. Well, I mean, that's the lowest it would go on my urine test strips. So lo and behold, I was like, whoa, no wonder consistently acidic urine. And so I said, okay, what if I just work to get alkaline first and then go back into ketosis? And that's when I experienced the keto alkaline phenomena, this energized enlightenment, this clarity, this, like, oh my gosh, you know, biblically it says the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I experienced that. And that what made a difference. That made difference in my judgment, in my decisions, in my relationships, in the way I handled myself. I experienced it like nothing in my external circumstances or world had changed, but my ability to respond improved and I reacted a lot less. So I responded, overreacted. And that took away the keto crazy, which was essential. And I can tell you, not only did I lose that 18 of the 20 pounds in 6 weeks going keto alkaline, but I have the best relationships with my kids that I've had in years. And I, at that time too, I was on a downhill spiral, closing my clinic and changing things up because, you know, was losing ground with struggling with PTSD. And I can look back then and see what a difference it made in making, helping me make good decisions, pulling myself out of near bankruptcy, and being able to write the book, teach my online programs, and most importantly, have the best relationships in my life. And that's what I want all of you to have. And this makes the difference. This really makes a difference because our physiology drives our behavior. Our physiology drives our behavior. So if we're inflamed, if our body's irritated, we're irritated. And, you know, we have so much to give, so much life to live. And we want to live it with, you know, the best quality that we can, each and every one of us. So that was part of my discovery of the keto alkaline program. And so teaching you that glucose is to gasoline, right? Here's the old gas tank, as ketones are to jet fuel, but it's not enough to get into ketosis. You must get keto alkaline. Check your urine pH. I created urine pH and ketone test strips that work really, really well to guide you. I use urinary testing, pH and ketone testing. I use especially pH testing. I call it another vital sign. It's as important as the weight on your scale. It's as important as your pulse and your blood pressure. urinary pH testing guides you. Is what you're doing enough right now? Is there something we need to tweak? Are you stressing out your body? Because stress creates urinary acidity. And we know, based on hundreds of research papers, that that a more alkaline urinary pH is associated with decreased metabolic syndrome, decreased diabetes, decreased hypertension, decreased cardiovascular disease, decreased osteopenia, decreased cancer. So we know, just by looking at urine pH as a vital sign, that can really help guide you. Is what you're doing working for you? Because so many times I've had vegetarians in my program say, well, I'm a vegetarian, I'm always eating alkaline foods. And lo and behold, they check their urine pH and they're acidic after acidic after acidic. And why? Because stress or a food sensitivity or too much glucose in their diet, fructose, let's say, from fruit, too much fructose in their diet. There are many reasons, and I go into it in depth in my book, The Hormone Fix. So I'll share that with you. And I know Rita Maria shared my book with you, The Hormone Fix, and my next book is coming out in May, and that's called The Keto Green 16 Dietary Program. So going more into my Keto Green 16 program. And one of the things that I did in really fine tuning this program is checking 24 hour glucose. So I use a monitor. I have a sleeves on right now, and if I can show you, but I'm continuing to do testing. So you guys got the video, but you see this white monitor. Diabetics know this. Diabetics know this because many of your physicians, especially if you're on insulin, are giving you these awesome monitors now. It's called the Freestyle Libre, and your physician can prescribe that to you. I highly recommend it if you want to like biohack yourself a little bit more. So I'll share with you some, like, here's some biohack interesting stuff with blood, my 24-hour blood sugar monitor. So in this one on the right, getting up in the morning, if I drink a cup of coffee, this is fasting, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I'm still fasting till about 10, where I eat a keto green meal. But just waking up in the morning, my blood glucose is going up, and having a cup of coffee raises it 10 to 20 points. So sometimes that's enough to kick me out of ketosis. How fascinating, right? Now over on this one where it's yellow here, I was traveling, taking my daughter to Shreveport, Louisiana, to go to East Texas for a barrel racing. Y'all are in Texas, and for a barrel racing clinic. She's a barrel racer. She just went to state championships. And we're in the airport here, and she got Five Guys, and I had a hard time resisting her Five Guys fries. And I had maybe 10 Five Guy French fries. And you can see how high my blood sugar went up right here. So this was a travel day. And then we get to Shreveport and had some jambalaya, no rice, but whatever was in the sauce was enough to spike my blood sugar here and then bring me way down. Guess what I wanted to do with this rapid decline in blood sugar? I wanted to have a nap. How cool, right? Physiology drives behavior. So here I was taking a nap in mid-afternoon. And it's just a fascinating experience. Another couple of things that I discovered, not only does coffee raise my blood sugar, sadly, but also exercise. I mean, exercise, fasting will raise my blood, boxing will raise my blood sugar to 200. Fasting, I'm still fasting, and it's over 200. So because our muscle needs fuel when we're exercising, so we're gonna pour that into our bloodstream. So that answered the question, why was I not in ketosis after my workouts? I mean, why was that? Why would that kick me into a lower ketotic state or completely out of ketosis? How fascinating, right? And that's because your body's responding to the stresses. Another fascinating was I was lecturing, giving a keynote talk, and my blood sugar increased 60 points. 60 milligrams when I was speaking on stage. So that's pretty fascinating too. Fasting. So stress, y'all, stress increases your blood sugar. If you're not getting into ketosis, stress is a big problem here. And hidden sugars. I mean, seriously, 5 to 10 fry should put up my blood sugar like that. I was so devastated by that. Why couldn't I stay in my green range? So that's just a way that you can fine tune what's working for you and what's working against you. And I must say that I have not had Five Guy French fries since that time. So here we are. You know, it takes more than hormones to balance your hormones, but, and I, as a gynecologist, would like to say it's all about our reproductive hormones. Cause I spent years of my life studying these hormones, as well as hundreds of thousands of dollars. But let me tell you, it comes down to this, the major hormones, adrenaline, cortisol, and insulin, and we have to get them in control. And the keto green way, getting into ketosis on a regular basis, intermittent fasting, getting into autophagy, no more snacking, creates insulin sensitivity. And that's key. And again, I wrote a whole book about this. And getting alkaline helps us manage cortisol, because only about 25% about what we eat. 75% is how we live and the other aspects. So, you know, who are we eating with? How are we eating? Are we stressed? Are we chewing our food? Did we say grace before our meal? I mean, all of these things affect our cortisol. So 25% about what we eat, 75% about the other stuff. So getting into a cortisol balance is critical. And then the major hormone, the most powerful hormone in our body, oxytocin, the hormone of love, bonding, and connection, the hormone that's, you know, excreted in abundance when we have orgasm, through intimacy, hugging, kissing, through sex, and when we deliver our baby. Oxytocin is helping us deliver that baby. And then when that baby is given to us in our arms, when we hold this child that just caused us a tremendous amount of pain and will continue to do so for the rest of their blessed lives, we hold this baby and we just adore this baby with a love that we cannot have imagined. That's oxytocin. And as an obstetrician, I often administered IV oxytocin called Pitocin during labor and delivery. So this is that powerful hormone. And when oxytocin's up, cortisol is down. So we can think about stress management, this, that, and the other thing. Let's focus on increasing oxytocin in our lives, increasing the love connection, increasing an attitude of gratitude, bringing more oxytocin into our life and performance. Certainly we need cortisol, because without cortisol, we're in the drone zone. I mean, without stress, we're in the drone zone. And with too much, we get breakdown and burnout. And that's what I experience. So part of the solution is getting keto green. So when we think of a healthy keto plate, I mean, at the top, it's still a relatively healthy keto plate, but on the bottom, it's keto green. So low carbohydrate, alkalinizing vegetables to cover 75% of your plate. Always think plant-based greens, lots of low carbohydrate greens, and healthy fats like avocado, olive oils, olives, nuts, and seeds, and quality protein. So, you know, choosing quality protein. This is my seared cardamom scallops with zucchini noodles and a pesto sauce, a keto green plate. And I have to emphasize bone broth or alkaline broth, to use to help really get in some nourishing ingredients into your body. So I'm a big bone broth proponent. Now, important to get the green in keto. Research supports that an alkaline diet supports bone health and helps maintain lean muscle mass, prevents magnesium deficiency, and improves immunity, lowers pain, inflammation, and risk of disease. And we know that a higher acidic dietary load has been shown to increase risk for diabetes and systemic hypertension and may increase cardiovascular risk. So test, don't guess. Again, so many of us think we're doing everything right, but are surprised when we test. So urine pH and ketone testing. And when you get this red and green, legit, it feels like Christmas. So that's that energized enlightenment, that, you know, extra level of energy that so many, that I certainly boast of, and so many of my clients do as well. Additionally, urinary pH testing, there's a lot of great research based on urinary pH testing. I'm not going to go through it all because we don't have so much time, But I want to emphasize, when we're as I mentioned, 25% diet, 75% lifestyle, there are many things that keep us from getting alkaline, certainly, and keto green or keto alkaline. Stress, as I mentioned, affecting us when we excrete cortisol. Cortisol affects the renal tubules. We excrete hydrogen ions. We increase the acidity in our urine. And so it's a beautiful marker. One of the things that I recognized when I started this understanding my keto alkaline, creating my keto alkaline program, was that I could be eating the same thing, but the mornings I walked on the beach, my urine pH was alkaline all day. Like, it made a huge difference. And that's where I started recognizing and started playing with all the other things besides what I was eating that were working against me. So, and I used my urine pH as a vital sign, as a monitor. So stress, we know, dehydration. Now, when do we drink? You guys know this, between our meals, not with our meals, to dilute our digestive enzymes. Well, I mean, that's where we can allow our 4-ounce glass of wine, right? So, but in between our meals, we need to hydrate. Inflammation, what's going on? One of the inflammatory markers I have all my clients test, and that's HSCRP, highly sensitive C-reactive protein. Watch it, monitor it, get it below 1. If it's over 1, monitor it every 3 months until you get it down. Food sensitivities are another thing. So my vegans and my vegetarians with acidic urinary pH, sometimes there's a food sensitivity in there. Poor sleep. That's huge. That's huge for all of us, especially in this perimenopause. So we have to do everything. This is where I often add magnesium, melatonin, B6 and inositol, progesterone at bedtime. Medications, certain medications can make you acidic as well and keep you from getting keto green. Blue light and EMFs, toxic emotions, yeast, candida overgrowth, toxins on our skin, our skincare products. I mean, we're looking at thyroid epidemics, right? We have to wonder if it's, how much the toxins in our skincare products are affecting our lymphatics and our thyroid. Cleaning products. So, again, toxins throughout our environment, and hidden sugars, fructose, can all keep us from getting keto green, even though they're healthy. Again, there's 10%. I say that I have my 10-80-10 rule for getting keto alkaline for a keto green lifestyle. So 10% fasting, 80% keto green, and 10% feasting. Well, let me be honest with y'all. I have been in Amsterdam and Poland now, been traveling, and my feasting has gone on a little bit longer. But let me tell you, I had the best wine from Puglia, Italy. Oh my gosh, it was delicious. All right. And this is one of the points, and actually made this point today in one of my lectures here to a group of physicians. And one of the physicians came up to me afterwards and she goes, you know what? I wrote that down. I'm so tired of telling patients that they're normal and being told that I'm normal when it's not good enough. It is not good enough to be normal. We need to be optimal. So hence, be optimal and not normal. I will share with you this in getting keto green, what changes we can see over time. This is one of our clients, Debbie, who has been in my Magic Menopause online community group and following my keto green program. When she started, her inflammatory marker, HSCRP, was 32.7, right? We want it 1, right? Here, 1 to 3 is average relative risk, but we want it 1 or below. And following the keto green, she took her inflammatory marker down to 2. So that's huge. Her hemoglobin A1C went from 5.7, which is we wouldn't even call it pre-diabetic, but I call it pre-diabetic. So it's in definitely red flag. And we want this to be below 5.4, certainly below 5.3. And so again, what happens when you go into your physician? They check these markers. And so if Debbie went into her physician, she had a hemoglobin of 5.7, her doctor would say, well, we'll check it next year. And then I'll decide whether or not you're diabetic, and then I'll treat you. right? I mean, that's what happens year after year. Come into the gynecologist. I'll do a pap smear this year. I'll check you again next year to see if you have cervical issues or cancer, right? I'll do a breast exam this year. I'll check you again next year to see if I diagnose cancer, right? That's the way our medical system works. But what you're doing, what you guys are here learning and helping clients with is that, oh, wait, you've got some red flags here. This is the way we prevent any of these things and reverse disease. So here, Debbie reduced her risk of diabetes, dementia, Alzheimer's exponentially by dropping her hemoglobin A1C from 5.7 to 5.4. And I just recently had one of my dear colleagues, medical colleagues, she's a Yale graduate, actually started Yale Integrative Medicine, and she's a Filipino origin, family history of diabetes on both sides. She, for the last decade, has had a hemoglobin A1C of 6.0, despite doing so many things. I put her in my Keto Green program, and in 30 days, her hemoglobin A1C, and she's 50 now, her hemoglobin A1C in 30 days dropped from 6.0 to 5.4. I mean, she hasn't been below 6 in a decade. She lost 12 pounds, dropped her hemoglobin A1C from 6.0 to 5.4. This is a hormone physician expert, right? So the nutrition, lifestyle, understanding what's working for us and what isn't makes a huge difference in our lives. So, she's just loving it. Here's another example. Tracy has diabetes on both sides of her family. She's in her mid-50s and her hemoglobin A1C starting out was 5.6. Going keto green, it's now 5, and she's just loving life. You know, she says that, you know, before she started following my program, and she's also one of my Magic Menopause clients, before she started following it, she had this great farmhouse. She loved tinkering and antiquing, but she wasn't enjoying it. And now she goes out, she rides her horses, she's in, you know, walking her farmland every day. And she knows that the days, like, she's like, oh, I don't feel like it, she's off program. She knows that, like, she's got to get a boost in her keto green, keto alkaline lifestyle to boost up her energies and to start feeling better. So we know that these hormonal changes that are occurring as we age, while hot flashes eventually stop. But those of us that have had significant, and this actually published 2 days ago by CNN and in our medical journal, American College of OBGYN sent out an announcement today about hot flashes being a marker for cardiovascular disease and dementia. The longer we experience hot flashes, the higher our risk is for cardiovascular disease and dementia. So if you guys are on my email list, I already sent out an email yesterday, with my response. Because no kidding, this is what the hormone fix is about. Get it, creating insulin resistance is one reason that women struggle with hot flashes, right? This is one reason women struggle. It's not just the hormones, it's not just estrogen, progesterone. Insulin resistance is a reason that women struggle with hot flashes. So of course, we have insulin resistance, we have an increased risk of dementia and cardiovascular disease. No big surprise. The second factor is that stress negatively affects us. So if we've had an adverse childhood event, PTSD as I have, we have a more difficult time with this. And that's a cortisol issue, insulin and cortisol. You know, it makes sense to us. So now we just really need to herald that to the rest of the world and make these differences. So a quick note on improving sexual health as we get older. We know that if you go down a water slide while it isn't wet, well, you will understand why foreplay is so important. Now, this is a message that we must teach our lover for sure, right? Our vaginal changes occur and we just can't help it. I mean, this is the hormonal changes that occur as we get older. Certainly exercise, pelvic floor exercises, continuing to strengthen your pelvic floor and healthy nutrition will decrease these symptoms. But I have, again, as a gynecologist, have seen women struggle needlessly. Through using vaginal or topical hormone therapy, we can reverse these changes in 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds, right? We can. Prolapse, incontinence, discomfort, loss of pleasure, decreased orgasm. we can apply hormone therapy here. And I just haven't found anything else that works as well. And, you know, Rita Marie shared my products. These, I created Jolva, which has DHEA and plant stem cells from the Alpine Rose to help topically, to give some topical hormones to our pelvic floor to help reverse some of these symptoms. Mighty Maca is my adaptogenic formula to help with alkalinizing, detoxifying. It's never just one ingredient that we need. So there's over 30 food superfoods combined here. So these are tools I created because I needed them and I use them with my patients. And that's why I share them with you, and you can just read the testimonials if you haven't already. I know that Rita Marie has shared these with you. My Pure Balance Cream has progesterone and pregnenolone, both brain healthy hormones. Again, we need our brains for the rest of our lives. So protecting our brain is critically important, but I also put Tripeptide 29, an anti-aging formula ingredient, into my progesterone and pregnenolone cream. And then test, don't guess, you know, urine pH test strips. I didn't want to use multiple strips, so I created my keto green, keto alkaline test strip. So there are many, much good research. And I think Rita Marie, if there's time for questions, I'll take some questions. Just want to end with, please connect with me at my website, dranna.com. I am on Instagram at Dr. Anna Kabeca, on Facebook at Dr. Anna C. And I have my Keto Green community there, but really understand that it does take more than hormones to fix our hormones. And the most powerful hormone we have is oxytocin. So mastering oxytocin, so allowing more pleasure into our lives, focusing on what makes us happy in our lives is critical to managing our hormones. And then get Keto Green through intermittent fasting. And always break fast with a keto green meal, test, don't guess, and again, empower yourself with oxytocin. If you have questions, you guys are providers and coaches, I am here to help you. You can email me at dranna@dranna.com, and I look forward to connecting. Thank you.